Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us is a newly minted World Cup champion, member of the U.S. Women's National Team. Do everything stand out? She has joined us in studio on the show before, actually, Crystal Dunn. Crystal, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, morning to you all.
It's really
Thank
good
you for having me.
My pleasure. Really good to catch up again. And how has the experience, how has your life been since you guys won the World Cup last month?
Busy. If I can describe it in one word, that is what I would say.
I'm guessing busy in a really good way. How many new things, endeavors, projects are you now spun into because of this?
Well, that's the funny thing. When I actually mentioned busy, I mean, I've been playing in way more soccer games than I thought I would since the World Cup. So I've been busy still playing soccer.
Okay, so has the amount of soccer you usually play at this time just got ratcheted up? What type of soccer have you been playing outside of the normal professional league?
Well, I'm back with my NWSL team, so I'm based out of North Carolina. We're halfway through a season. So, you know, the World Cup was great. We celebrated. We had about a week to kind of, you know, live up the moment. And then all of a sudden it was like, boom, you're back in market. So, I've played in a couple of games since the World Cup, and I feel like I really haven't had a break in that regard, but it made the transition, I would say, easier to just get thrown in versus, you know, kind of slowly making my way back.
Yeah. Crystal Dunn joins us from the U.S. Women's National Team. It felt like you guys soaked every last second out of celebrating that championship, and I loved watching it, whether it was in the locker room, whether it was on the plane, whether it was on bars, whether anywhere you went, it seemed like you guys were dancing and happy and loving life. How great was it having celebration that was just kind of ongoing for a couple of days?
I mean, it was great. I think a lot of people, though, at some point were like, okay, I need to sleep for 4 days in order to, like, feel like my normal self again.
Yeah.
But that's what, you know, winning something as big as the World Cup feels like. You know, you put your all into obviously the tournament to be able to hoist that trophy up at the end. And then, you know, you party hard and then you try to get back to normal state again. So I think, you know, the parade and then flying to the ESPYs all on the same day was something we very much wanted to be a part of. So, you know, we made it work.
Yeah, I mean, that day is insane. I live here in New York, and you guys were downtown Manhattan, lower Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, how the hell are you guys going to pull off going to L.A. for the ESPYs that night? It's not like you just took the flight in the morning. You guys had a parade in the morning. How did that go?
Yes, we were fashionably late, but
okay.
We made it.
Okay.
We came in with a grand entrance, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But no, we definitely had a nice charter flight that flew us right there from the airport, and we landed, and you know, girls got ready, and we were off to the ESPY. So we really didn't have much downtime, and we got our hair and makeup done on the plane. So that was an interesting experience as well.
I was gonna say, hair and makeup when you do a red carpet event and go to something like the ESPYs, that takes a while. So you guys were already on the plane with hair and makeup, and then you just changed into your clothes once you got to the hotel in LA?
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness there wasn't much turbulence because people's makeup was then looking all types crazy. But everything worked out. I mean, it was awesome that we could be a part of both events because it really meant so much to us to be a part of the parade. But then the ESPYs, we were basically getting honored there too. So it was awesome.
U.S. Women's National Team member Crystal Dunn joins us after the Women's World Cup Championship. There were people that said you guys were too confident, maybe arrogant, as you guys put up the 13th spot on Thailand to open up the World Cup. You guys celebrated and danced. Of course, Alex Morgan raised the pinky for the tea celebration against England. What did you think about those people that said you were overly confident or not sportsmanlike enough?
I mean, I would just say, listen, in the men's game, people are cheering, celebrating, and feeling good about their game, and I think we were basically showing that. I think people read into the Thailand game differently than how we perceived the game. We, you know, there were so many people who scored their first World Cup goals, and especially a player like Carly Lloyd subbing in and getting the 13th goal, like, yeah, we're going to celebrate the 13th goal because, you know, Carly's such a huge part of this team and we were celebrating her. And I think people took it as, you know, we weren't respecting our opponent. We were cocky and overconfident. But to us, we were celebrating each other. We were celebrating the fact that we were the last team to enter into the World Cup. So we were, like, a little stir crazy as well. But, you know, for us, it was really enjoying each other and enjoying the game and sharing the ball. And that's what we felt. And I think the media kind of took it as, you know, something completely different. But, again, that we can't help that. So we definitely enjoyed that game, though.
I also thought when I watched you guys celebrate after the championship in the locker room and you guys are swigging beer and dancing and there's all the social media videos and there was some blue verbiage. I mean, there was some, you know, celebratory curse words thrown around and people got bent out of shape over it. I said, you know, I wonder if this is just because we in America haven't seen a female team act like guys usually do in that moment. I mean, that you guys look like you'd won the World Series. We see that every year at the World Series or every year after the Super, every year after the Super Bowl, and nobody ever gets bent out of shape about it. Do you think that was an element of it, that you guys kind of broke a bit of a barrier of what we expect women to do in terms of after a celebration or a championship?
Yeah, I mean, I think this team always breaks down barriers. I think we, you know, we've been historically dominant in our game, and I think a lot of people almost don't want to accept it sometimes, and especially male counterparts sometimes probably don't understand that, you know, one, women play this game, and, you know, it's okay for us to feel excited and happy about our achievements, and we shouldn't walk around like, oh, yay, we just won a World Cup. Like, that's awesome. And not be able to enjoy that moment and live it to the fullest. So I think for us, you know, our locker room celebration was a highlight of the whole journey. You know, for us to have that moment of relief and just, you know, enjoy each other's company and the game being so fresh in our minds, that was the time to really to live it up. And that's what people saw. And if some people are unhappy with it, then that's unfortunate.
Was it difficult at all to go through a World Cup and have your captain, Megan Rapinoe, kind of at odds with the president and the White House and have that type of criticism on top of the team in the middle of a tournament like that?
I mean, it's Megan Rapinoe. If there's, like, no drama, then there's no fun. So, no, but she handled it like a champ. Honestly, Rapinoe is so professional. I think it's funny this whole thing was going on and it did not faze her one bit. It didn't take her attention away from, you know, what her goal was, which is to help the team win a World Cup. And I think she's one of my good friends and I always, always look up to her and look for her for advice. And I think at that time, you know, it was important for me to just show that I'm there for her and you know, not to let this take away from her main focus. You know, I think she handled it like a champ.
Crystal Dunn, member of the Women's World Cup Championship team here with the U.S. She's also working on behalf of Secret and Olay Body Wash, available at Walgreens. So are you here to share a few beauty secrets with us, Crystal?
Well, yes. I mean, honestly, it's Secret's an amazing brand that I use, and I think it's important, especially as an athlete, to always have something that you could stick with and you know, find comfort in. And I think a great deodorant is important for me, and not just only me, but my teammates as well, and as well as Olay Body Wash that I use after training, getting ready for meetings and things like that. So there's a really great deal going on. It's through August 30th, and you can buy two Secret deodorants for $11, and you can buy two Olay Body Washes for $12. So it's a great deal.
Crystal Dunn joining us this morning on the show. The U.S. Women's National Team wins the World Cup again, which is amazing. This time in dominant fashion, going back-to-back, which is amazing. Crystal, congratulations on the win. It's always really fun to catch up. Thanks so much, and keep playing soccer and keep celebrating, man.
Thank you very much.
All right. Crystal Dunn joining us this morning on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.